This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be the guest of honour at Maldives' 60th Independence Day celebrations in the capital Mali today. The Prime Minister is on a state visit to the Maldives at the special invitation of President Mohamed Moiso. Speaking at a state banquet hosted in his honour by President Moiso and First Lady Sajida Mohammed, Prime Minister Modi expressed his gratitude for the invitation and extended his best wishes to the people of the Maldives on their Independence Day. Meanwhile, India signed 6 Memoranda of Understanding, MOU, with the Maldives to enhance cooperation across multiple sectors following wide-ranging talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Maldives President Mohamed Moiso at the President's office in Mali yesterday. India announced a new line of credit of 4,850 crore rupees to support the infrastructure development and other activities in the island nation. In a joint press statement, Mr. Modi assured India's continued support to the Maldives in strengthening its defense capabilities, which reflects the mutual trust between the nations.
मालदीव की रक्षा क्षमताओं के विकास में भारत निरंतर सहयोग देता रहेगा। हिंद महासागर क्षेत्र में शांति, स्थिरता और समृद्धि हमारा साझा लक्ष्य है।
Mr. Modi will arrive in Tuticorin in this evening for a 2-day visit to Tamil Nadu. He will inaugurate the new terminal building of Tuticorin Airport around 7:45 in the evening. He will lay the foundation stones and inaugurate various projects worth 4,600 crore rupees. He will attend the Adi Tiruvathirai festival of Chola Emperor Rajendra Chola I at Gangaikonda Cholapuram Temple in Ariyalur district. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid rich tributes to the brave soldiers on Kargil Vijay Devas today, who sacrificed their lives for the country during the Kargil War. In her message, the President said the day symbolizes the extraordinary valor, courage and steadfast determination of the country's soldiers. She added that their dedication and supreme sacrifice for the nation will forever inspire citizens. On the occasion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh laid a wreath at the National War Memorial in New Delhi to honour the brave soldiers who laid down their lives during the Kargil War in 1999. Addressing the 26th Kargil Vijay Devas celebrations, Chief of Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi said he felt proud to be a part of this pious celebration of Kargil Vijay Devas. He added that the entire country salutes the families of the warriors who laid their lives in the line of duty.
भारतीय सेना ने ऑपरेशन विजय के अंतर्गत कारगिल की ऊंचाइयों पर एक अद्वितीय विजय प्राप्त की थी। उस युद्ध में भारतीय सेना ने ऊंची पहाड़ियों पर बैठे पाकिस्तान सैनिकों और घुसपैठियों को खदेड़कर हमारी सीमा से बाहर कर दिया था और तिरंगे को इन बर्फीली चोटियों पर फहराया था। यह वह क्षण था जब भारत ने स्पष्ट कर दिया कि उसकी सीमाओं के भीतर किसी भी नापाक इरादे को सफलता नहीं मिलेगी। भारत की एकता और अखंडता पर कोई आंच नहीं आने दी जाएगी।
क्रॉस बॉर्डर फाइटिंग बिटवीन थाईलैंड एंड कैम्बोडिया एंटर्ड इट्स थर्ड डे टुडे, रेजिंग द डेथ टोल टू 33। कैम्बोडिया रिपोर्टेड 13 फैटलिटीज इंक्लूडिंग 8 सिविलियंस, व्हाइल थाईलैंड कंफर्म्ड 20 डेड, अमंग देम 14 सिविलियंस। Over 1,30,000 people have fled Thailand's border regions. More than 35,000 have been displaced in Cambodia. Conflict, rooted in a long-standing border dispute, has involved tanks, artillery and jets, with both sides trading blame. Meanwhile, the Indian Embassy in Cambodia has advised the Indian nationals to avoid travelling to the border areas and released a helpline number, +855-9288-1676, and an email address, cons.nompen@mea.gov.in, urging Indian nationals to contact it in case of any emergency. In chess, Kuneru Hampi will face fellow Indian Divya Deshmukh in the final of the FIDE Women's World Cup 2025 in Batumi, Georgia today. In badminton, India's star men's doubles pair of Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will face world number 2 combination of Aaron Chia and So Wei Yik of Malaysia in the semi-finals of the China Open in Changchow this morning. And that is the end of this news bulletin.